Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. Today we're looking at Exodus chapter 3. You know the one with Moses and that burning bush?
Oh yeah, definitely a classic.
For sure. And you know, our listeners sent in some really interesting stuff, like that article from Soul Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah. So I thought we could take a deep dive today and not just, you know, retell the story, but like really think about what it means.
The deeper meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like how it connects to leadership and faith and even social justice. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
All right. So to set the scene, we find Moses in Midian, which is pretty different from, you know, being a prince in Egypt.
Right. Total opposite, like palaces to sheep. It's a huge change.
Yeah. And remember, he's there because, well, he had to escape after that whole, you know, the murder.
Yeah. It was a matter of survival for him at that point.
Exactly. So going from prince to shepherd is pretty drastic.
Right.
But I think what's interesting is that this time in Midian wasn't just about hiding out. You know,
totally agree. It was like this transformative experience for him. It really shaped his character.
Yeah. And prepared him for leadership, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like, think about it. Living in that harsh environment, tending sheep, you need patience observation.
Yeah.
Understanding the needs of the flock.
It's almost like a leadership training program disguised as shepherding.
That's a great way to put it. It really honed those skills he needed later on leading the Israelites. I mean, that was no easy task.
For sure. Okay, so let's get to the burning bush. You're Moses just, you know, minding your own business, tending sheep. And suddenly there's this bush engulfed in flames. But it's not burning up.
I mean, oh, it's going to be a moment of pure awe, right?
Totally. And it's not just a cool visual.
Yeah.
The burning bush is a symbol of God's presence. You know, holiness, transformative power.
Exactly. It disrupts the ordinary.
Yeah.
Demands attention. Like, hey, Moses, pay attention.
Right. And then comes the big reveal. God reveals his name to Moses. I am who I am. That's not just a name, right?
It's a statement about God's eternal, unchanging nature. Think about it. The Israelites are facing so much uncertainty, oppression.
And this name is like a rock for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An anchor. It reminds them that no matter what, God is constant, reliable, always there.
Okay, so we have this incredible revelation, this monumental task to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
Yeah.
And what does Moses do?
Well, he basically says, no thanks. Not me. I can't even speak properly.
Right. He freaks out. He's insecure. Doubts his abilities. I mean, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be terrified. Leading an entire nation. Forget about it.
Yeah. He's totally relatable. You know, that feeling of not being good enough.
Imposter syndrome, for sure.
Exactly. But what I find interesting is God doesn't get mad at Moses for being scared. Instead, he offers reassurance.
Through those incredible signs and wonders, yep. Right?
The staff turning into a snake, the leprosy thing.
Yeah.
It's like God saying, look, I'm here and I've got your back.
Proof of God's power, for sure. But also a confidence boost for Moses. Like, don't worry, I'll equip you for this.
Divine intervention meets pep talk. I love it.
And speaking of support, that's where Aaron comes in.
Moses' brother.
Right.
He becomes the spokesperson.
The right-hand man.
Exactly. And that partnership is so important. You know, it shows that leadership doesn't have to be a solo act.
Totally. It's about collaboration, leveraging each other's strengths.
Like in any good team, right? Mm-hmm. Each person brings something different to the table.
For sure.
Yeah.
And together they can achieve something amazing.
Okay, so we've got Moses, Aaron, the burning bush, and this call to liberate the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than just getting them out of Egypt, right?
Oh, yeah. It's about confronting injustice and oppression, a theme that's still so relevant today.
It makes you think about all the ways we're still fighting for justice and equality in the world today.
Absolutely. And how we can all play a part in that.
Exactly. So how do we connect this ancient story to our lives today? Where do we see those modern day burning bushes calling us to action?
That's a big question.
And one we'll definitely explore more in the next part of our deep dive.
I'm looking forward to it. So we're back digging deeper into Exodus chapter 3.
You know, when we left off, we were talking about how this story is about more than just like, you know, physical freedom. It's about confronting this whole system of injustice and oppression.
Right. And that Soul Sanctuary article made a really good point about how that connects to the struggles of marginalized communities throughout history.
It's a theme that keeps coming up again and again, doesn't it?
It really does. Like, the Israelite story is this powerful reminder that the fight for equality and justice isn't over, you know?
Absolutely. So how does all of this, like this ancient story, inform our understanding of leadership today? Like, what can we learn from Moses?
Well, I think one key takeaway is that real leadership is about service, you know, putting the needs of others first.
So it's not about being in charge, it's about empowering others.
Exactly. And Moses, even though he was hesitant at first, He embodies that idea of servant leadership.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to be powerful or famous. He was responding to a higher calling.
Right, a call to serve his people, to fight for their liberation.
And that connects back to what we were saying about his time in Midian. It wasn't just hiding. It was about developing those qualities of a servant leader.
Patience, resilience, understanding the needs of those he was meant to lead.
And another thing that stands out to me is that leadership often means stepping outside your comfort zone, you know, confronting your fears.
Like Moses had to do. He was terrified. He was tasked with something that seemed impossible.
And let's be real. We've all had those moments where we feel like, I can't do this. Oh, I'm not good enough.
Absolutely. But the story reminds us that we don't have to have all the answers or be perfect to answer the call.
It's about being willing to listen, to learn, to trust in something bigger than yourself.
And to take that first step, even when it's scary.
And to be open to collaboration, like Moses and Aaron.
Right. Their partnership shows the power of working together, you know, using each other's strengths to overcome obstacles.
Like a good team.
Exactly. But even with support, leadership takes resilience. Moses faced so many setbacks and challenges.
But he never gave up.
His journey reminds us that the path to justice and liberation is rarely easy. It takes courage, perseverance.
And faith. We can't forget about that.
Absolutely. Moses' belief in God, even when he was afraid, that sustained him, empowered him to lead.
It's like that deep trust in something greater than yourself. It gives you strength and guidance.
So how do we take these ancient lessons and apply them to our lives today? Like, how do we become those agents of change?
Right. How do we find those modern-day burning bushes, the things that spark our passion and call us to action?
I think it starts with noticing those areas where we feel called to make a difference, where we see injustice happening.
And then taking those first steps, however small.
Just like Moses started with a simple yes.
To something that seemed impossible.
And from that yes, real change can happen.
The story of Exodus chapter 3 is such a powerful reminder that we all have a role to play.
In making the world a more just and compassionate place.
And it's inspiring to think that even when we feel challenged or uncertain, we can draw strength from Moses in his encounter with the burning bush.
It's a symbol of hope, transformation, renewal, even in tough times.
It feels like we've covered so much, and yet there's still more to explore.
For me, what really stands out is that leadership isn't about titles or positions.
It's about service courage, answering the call, even when we feel inadequate.
Embracing our potential. Recognizing that we all have a part to play.
That's a great way to put it. And on that note, we'll take a short break before coming back for the final part of our deep dives into Exodus chapter 3. Okay, so we're back. It's the final part of our deep dive into Exodus chapter 3.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Really does. And you know, we've covered a lot of ground already, but in this last part, I'm kind of curious to think about the bigger picture. You know, the impact of this story.
Like how it's influenced different traditions.
Exactly. The Soul Sanctuary article mentioned how it's been important for both Jewish and Christian traditions.
Right. For Jews, it really reinforces those ideas of liberation and divine purpose.
And that whole thing about Moses being called by God. It's like a model for righteous leadership.
Absolutely. It inspires action against oppression. You know, standing up for what's right.
And for Christians, the burning bush is seen as proof that God can intervene in human affairs.
It's a call to service, to answer that call just like Moses did.
It's amazing how this one story from so long ago still resonates with so many people today, right?
It really is. Like, it speaks to something universal, something that goes beyond time and culture.
So what do you think that something is?
I think it's that deep human desire for freedom, for justice. You know, that longing for meaning and purpose in a world that can feel pretty chaotic.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that image of the burning bush in the middle of nowhere, it's such a powerful symbol of hope.
Definitely. It represents transformation, renewal. Like, even when things are tough, there's always potential for something better.
It reminds us that change is possible.
And that anyone, even someone like Moses, who was just tending sheep, can be called to do extraordinary things.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one thing you want our listener to take away from all of this?
I'd say think about how the story of Moses and the burning bush can inspire you to be courageous, to make a difference in the world.
You know, find those things that you're passionate about, those injustices that break your heart, and take action, even if it's just a small step.
Because every step counts.
Well said. That's a perfect note to end on. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey into Exodus chapter 3.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listener, thank you for listening. We hope you found this deep dive insightful and inspiring. And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.